Okay, now when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good evening, all you people around the world that are listening to us. I certainly appreciate the ones that are, especially the loyal ones. It is December the 21st in the year of our Lord, 2019, and you're listening to Blood River Radio. We've got a great show tonight. A lot of you people may be disappointed because we really don't do Christmas shows. We'll probably do a little Easter show, and I'll tell you why. It kind of doesn't fit our format. And don't think I'm sacrilegious because I'm a hardcore Christian. So is Lee. So is Matt. So is Jacob. In fact, I'm the of all the Christians on our show, I'm the weakest of all. But the reason we're not doing it, and I'll tell you why, we never lay our swords down, and we're never going to beat them into plowshares. Never. Why? Because our enemies never sleep. Our enemies plot 24 hours a day on how to get us, how to destroy us. Their ultimate goal is to destroy us, to wipe us, the white Christian race, off the face of the earth. They'll never be satisfied until they do that. And even if they were able to do that, they still wouldn't be satisfied. Why? Why, you ask? Because they or their sons, the devil, to paraphrase St. John, the Gospel of John, Jesus Christ told them, why do you hate me? I'll tell you why you hate me. He says, I know you are the biological, the bloodline of Abraham, but you're not the spiritual line of Abraham. You know, if you were Abraham's true seed, you would love me, but you don't love me. You hate me. He said, because you are your son's the devil. And that's who we fight against, people. We're not fighting flesh and blood. We're fighting Satan. Satan, and you know what? Satan imitates Christ on everything. In everything, us people, us Christians, we line up and we battle for Christ every day because we're Christians. We do Christ, we do the work of the Holy Spirit. We really do. Okay, the way the great imitator, Satan, he has his minions here on Earth too, and they're out to get us. And they're the Zionist Christian hating Jews, and we also have a lot of Christian hating Gentiles. But that's who we fight against, and we can never rest. They never rest. Okay, I'm getting that out of the way. That's why we're not going to have a big Christmas show tonight. It really hurts my heart that we can't. Plus, we're just not set up to do that. Lee's karaoke voice, he's hoarse. He laid out too late last night. Matt, by the way, is going to be off tonight, and Jacob's going to be coming in. We got a huge show. We're going to talk about the Virginia Citizens Defense League. Lee's going to carry that. We're going to have Tamara Goodwin coming on about 4:30. We're going to have impeachment news. We got Joe Biden. We're going to drag Joe Biden back through the mud. We're going to talk about Christianity Today. We got a huge show. We're going to talk about the Ramposa speech. But before we do that, people, please bow your head. We're going to go to prayer. And Lee, carry us away in prayer, fella. You know the drill.
Okay. Yes, everybody bow their heads. Dear Heavenly. Dear,
hello. Dear Heavenly Father, please help our political prisoners, and please help the people in South Africa dealing with the tribes, and please help the people in Hong Kong, and please help us prevent a war in America. Please help to stop a war from coming to America, a civil war and a foreign war. Please help us to expose Zionism, and please help us to expose secret combinations, and please help us protect the Second Amendment in Virginia and elsewhere. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Lee. I certainly appreciate that. It's true, Lee. I think you covered all the bases, but it's true. There's our country, probably every generation that we have, we've had, you know, since I've been alive, even before I've been alive, it's always worse now than it's ever been. But I truly believe that in my lifetime, in the lifetime of my parents and grandparents, we are in a very dangerous situation. I think it's probably the first time that we've been in danger of having a civil war since the 1860s. You know, now, did they go through the Depression? They had my grandparents and parents had a much harder physical life, a much harder economic life than I have. As poor as, dirt poor as I consider myself, I'm still rich compared to them. You know, my grandparents, they lived on a farm. They were sharecroppers. They lived in a shack over in the Arkansas Delta after they moved down from the Ozarks of Arkansas and Oklahoma in 1929. If you remember that, the year of 1929, Black Friday, they had the big stock market crash. They moved down to the Delta, and they had nothing. They lived in, like I said, an old clapboard board house. You could see through the floors. Many a day, you could look through the floors and see the chickens. Many a day, I would crawl under the floors. It's over in the Delta of Arkansas, Mississippi and St. Francis and White River Deltas over there. I'd crawl under the house, and we would eat turnips and raw potatoes, me and my country boy buddies, when, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old. It's hard telling how much chicken poop we ate, because we didn't care. It didn't kill us, you know, but they had all these vegetables in the toast sacks and stuff. But I'm kind of getting off topic right now. And getting back what we were talking about, you know, like I told you, Lee is off tonight. When we come back in the second, when we go to the second segment, we're going to go to that Ramaphosa speech. I can't pronounce his name. Lee can, but so can Matt. We're going to play it up after the break, and I'll introduce it after the break. But you know, also, if you remember, I'd like to just digress a little bit. Last week, the 16th of last week, prior, you know, we did our last show on the 14th. The 16th was the anniversary of Blood River. The Battle of Blood River was the December the 16th of 1838, and that's what this tape's gonna celebrate. You know, and fast forwarding to today, like I said earlier, Lee's gonna cover the Virginia Citizens Defense League, and Matt thinks it's no big deal, but I totally disagree. I think it's not so much what the people in Virginia do, and Matt's got a point. You have a lot of these pro-gun groups, and they, you know, they spout, you know, from my cold dead hands, I'll never turn my weapons in. I think a good portion of the people probably will. I hope they pleasantly surprise me and don't turn their weapons in. But it's coming, people. The governor of Virginia has declared all-out war on the citizens there. You know, and it's all part. It comes together, pieces together, with the impeachment facade in Washington, D.C., what we're going to be talking about, you know, with Nancy Pelosi. I mean, that woman is just, she's a psycho. Well, listen, I've kind of ran out of time, and, you know, I get this discombobulated anyway, but listen, hold on to your seats. We're going to come back, and when we come back, Sam is going to play this tape that Matt sent in on this Ramaphosa speech. He's the head honcho, one of the head honchos of the African National Congress. So hold on to your seats.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Co-Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior. thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, people, welcome right back. And let me give you another brief introductory. As we were talking earlier in the first segment, December the 16th, I always said it was around Christmas time, there was the Battle of Blood River. We had less than 500 Voortrekkers, Afrikaners, what do you want to call them, you know, white Christians, that they were caught. They tried to make a run for it. They couldn't outrun the Zulus because they had women and children and oxen and farm implements and what have you. So they took their stands on the bank of the Emkome River, which is today known as Blood River. And they fought. Less than 500 men fought over 30,000 Zulus, and they won. And you've heard us say this before, but please be patient. The Voortrekkers, the Christian white people, the Christian Afrikaners, they did not lose one man. They suffered, I think, three minor casualties, but not one person was died. Not one woman was died. And what they did before the battle, they prayed to Almighty God that if God would save them from certain death. I mean, think of this. Over 30,000 Zulus, armed to the teeth, against less than 500 men. And they slaughtered so many Zulus that the water of that Emkome River, I'm really tense, y'all. I'm really emotional about this. You know what our river, our show is named after, Blood River, after that battle. And dedicated to the Afrikaners and dedicated to the current white people in South Africa. They slaughtered so many of the enemy that the waters of that river turned red. But before the battle, they swore to God, they promised to God, if you will just save us, we will forever remember what happened this day. We'll never forget it. And they did. And so they called it, that every day after that, they called it, they celebrated December the 16th as the day of the vow, the day they vowed to Almighty God that they would always live in godly ways, they would then bring their children up as Christians in the godly ways if God would just save them. And God did save them. And listen, it was a miracle. And don't listen to the white people that say it's a miracle. Don't listen to the African ancestors. Go ask the black people. The black people over in Africa will tell you that their ancestors passed on from generation to generation. That the Afrikaners, the Voortrekkers, they fought dirty. They didn't fight. They didn't fight fair because they had these giants standing on all four corners of their encampment where the Voortrekkers were. The giants were doing the fighting for them. And this isn't the white people saying that. This is documented. It's documented. You can go back and listen to go back in history, and it's documented in black literature. If you want to call it black literature, handed on from black person to black great great grandpa to great grandpa to current day. They gave the blacks, the Zulus, gave the victory. They gave credit of the battle to the supernatural humans that were standing like, you know, 50 feet tall. So now you've got it. Day of the battle. Now this Ramaphosa guy, if I can pronounce it right, he's some kind of head honcho in the African National Congress. It's, I don't know how the hell they could even call that a Congress. But he's made a speech. I haven't even heard the speech. Matt Goodwin has. I think Sam has. But we're getting ready to play that speech. Oh, by the way, the African National Congress, the all-black government in Africa, they got rid. It's a crime now, I believe, to even talk about the Day of the Vow. They changed it to the Day of Reconciliation, where all the blacks and the whites, all the various nations, are supposed to stand around, hug each other, and kumbaya. You know, we're all going to interbreed and mix. It's, everything's going to be great. But what they're really about to do, they've already vowed to euthanize and exterminate all white people over there. So anyway, hang on to your seat. Sam's getting ready to play this Ramaphosa speech, whatever his name is. I think Lee's looked it up. But anyway, take it away, Sam. What
this your day reason, of the year was tape. Proclaimed as the Day of the Vow by our apartheid rulers to remember the fierce battle of 1838 at the Ngome River between the Voor Trekkers and the Zulu warriors under the leadership of His Majesty King Dingaan. In that historic battle, brave Zulu warriors with assegais succumbed in large numbers to the firepower of the Voor Trekkers. And it is said the Ngome River ran red with the blood of those freedom fighters, for they were freedom fighters, because they were fighting for the freedom of our land, and they sacrificed immensely fighting against invaders.
What a crock. You know, this guy, this thug, this black thug, he has the nerve to refer to these hitmen, these savages, as freedom fighters. If they were freedom fighters, you know, common sense would say, why were they chasing these Voor Trekkers for, you know, several hundred miles? They chased them 100 miles. They were going to kill them. You know, another thing, the that part of South Africa where the Voor Trekkers, you know, where they originally where they originally settled before they had to run to leave, there was no black people there at all. There was a few miniature Bushmen. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think pygmies. I don't know if pygmies is the right word, but that king of the Zulu guy, who's a piece of crapola, man. He killed. He didn't live up to his words. He killed a white boy in front of his father. That's just sickening. And they slaughtered everything. Yeah.
That's right. And, Lee, and you know, man, when I get so wound up, I can't even think my own name. But, you know, here's how trustworthy these blacks are. Prior to this battle, right around that same time, prior to this battle, the black head honcho of the Zulus, they had an encampment. They were going to have like a big, we call it a barbecue.
Yeah, a barbecue, yeah.
A big meal. And they invited all the Voor Trekkers in.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the Voor Trekkers brought their weapons, of course. And by the way, this guy, this Ramaphosa, remarked about how the Afrikaners, talked about the Afrikaners' firepower. They had muzzle-loading, single-shot rifles, black powder. And you know, guess what? So did the Zulus. The Zulus were was armed just as well as the Voor Trekkers. But the mainstream Jew media, will never, ever admit that. But, you know, they never will. But so they did. They bought him in. They said, just leave your weapons outside the camp. This is going to be a And see, the Voor Trekkers had signed an agreement. They had paid for a certain piece of land.
And they went out of their way to give the black tribes, the Zulu tribe, more than they asked for.
They did. They did just like today. They gave them medicine. They gave them education. They taught, you know, tried to teach them how to farm, which most of them, you know, didn't want to do any farming. But they paid good money for the land. Or they were going to sign. You know, Simon Roche is much more adept at this than I am. Plus, he doesn't get as rattled as I am. When I get really fighting mad, I have a hard time thinking. I just start seeing blood. But, you know, they went there to celebrate. The Voortrekkers went to meet the Zulus, took them at their honor. They took them at their word. It's going to be peaceful. But what happened was, when the Zulu king gave the word, the greatly, massively outnumbered Voortrekkers were set upon, and not only were they just annihilated, they had the sons of the leaders there. I can't think of the name of the leader. You might remember.
I forgot.
His son, they killed his son in front of him. And guess what else they did, real kind things? They took like tree limbs and took these limbs and drove them up the rectums of these men all the way up through their intestines, out through their neck, and just mutilated them and tortured them, the most horrible, most painful torture you could possibly imagine.
That's freedom fighting. That's freedom fighter for you.
Those were the freedom fighters. You know, that's what happened. That was a true story. That is a true story. And that battle, that travesty was avenged. It was avenged a terrible time. But what's happened now, what makes me sick, you know, thanks to the United States of America and their central government up here in the Sodom on the Potomac that they call Washington, D.C., Sodomy City, you know, thanks to the people like that in the international community, they, all the white people in the world, turned against the Afrikaners, and that's why we have a total black governor over there today. Well, people, I'm going to shut up now. I wish we had more time to talk about that, but we don't. We're getting ready to bring a Tamara Goodwin on in just a minute, and she's going to give us an update on her son, Jacob Goodwin, and the political prisoners that were arrested after the Battle of Charlottesville. So hang on to your seats. We'll be right back.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's impeachment trial may be officially stalled, but behind the scenes, House Democrats are getting ready. Staff for the key House committees are expected to work over the holiday recess, consulting with Democratic leadership and preparing for the trial. But that depends on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who says she won't send articles of impeachment to the Senate until parameters for a Senate trial are set. President Trump delivered remarks to Joint Base Andrews in Maryland before signing the National Defense Authorization Act. He also said a brand new military service is being created.
With my signature today, you will witness the birth of the Space Force, and that will be now officially the sixth branch of the United States Armed Forces. That is something really incredible.
This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
The Senate approved a bill to crack down on robocalls, sending to President Trump a measure meant to combat a persistent and costly problem for Americans. The bill, which the president is expected to sign, would stiffen enforcement and require that phone companies offer free consumer tools to identify and block scam calls. It also calls for tougher fines when individuals violate the law. The flu outbreak is getting worse, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The state of Minnesota reporting three more deaths and 60 schools there are affected. An entire school district in Atlanta closed early for the holiday break because of the flu. And Arizona is dealing with more than 4,300 cases so far this season, including about 900 reported in just the past week. A report from the pharmacy chain Walgreens shows the worst hit areas are Omaha, Nebraska, and Chattanooga, Tennessee.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, people, our day is made every day. We get to come in here and talk to you and serve you at Blood River Radio. And like I explained before we came on the show, settle down just a little bit right now. But we don't have the traditional Christmas shows a lot of people have. Maybe me and Matt talked about it. I ran that by Jacob today and Lee. You know, we just don't have the time to do that. If you want to go on a Christmas show, Christmas carols, I think you would understand. That's not our format. It's not our format to do that. And like I said earlier, in case people are just now tuning in, we can never rest here at Blood River Radio. We can never, rhetorically, we can never lay our swords down. And we're never going to beat them into plowshares until the second coming of Christ. And then we won't even need plowshares. But before we go to our guest, we got a guest coming up just a minute. I want to go back and talk about something that Sam, me and Tam talked about, Lee, in the break. The reason that the United States and the rest of the so-called civilized world turned on South Africa, on the South African white people, is because of the mainstream press. And you know who runs the mainstream press? It's our Zionist Christian-hating Jews. And that's not propaganda. That's straight up fact. They are so corrupt that they put out so many lies, and they've done it for so long that, and Sam was right, it's the lies are so ingrained in our people that if you try to bring up the truth and tell them about their brothers and sisters that were annihilated in South Africa, if you try to tell them about what me and some of my people went through in South Memphis when I was coming up, if you try to tell them what went on at Fort Polk and some of the riots there, they just block it out. Our people have been so brainwashed and been taught to hate themselves so much and to loathe themselves. It's like a mental disorder. They're self-haters. I mean, that's why it's so hard. I'm gonna make this quick. That's why I vowed when we started this radio show, I said we were going to touch the untouchables. We were going to talk about the so-called Holocaust that never ever happened, like it's been preached. We're going to talk about the Nazis. We're going to talk about how there's so many lies told about the Nazis and the German army. We're going to talk about the lies told about the Klan. And you know what? And we knew going in that we were going to lose 90% of the people. We knew that. But we're going to try to educate one person at a time. But I'm going to tell you what, we're never going to lie. We're never going to compromise. And you know what? If we lie, you can lie by omission. If you have a media show like we do, if you're a journalist like we are, and you don't cover these things, then you're lying by omission, and you're just going along with the damn lies. And with that, I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to bring our guest on, Miss Tamara Goodwin. Let me tell you who she is. She is the mother of one Jacob Goodwin, who was arrested after the Battle of Charlottesville. He was a hero. We've had him on. Daniel Borden on once before. And he was another hero at the Battle of Charlottesville. Daniel and Jacob were in fights up there. We had an eyewitness on here one night that was, you may remember that last year. And she testified, she was an eyewitness to the fight that went on at the infamous garage, I think it was Auction Street there, where Jacob Goodwin and Daniel Borden came to her defense and saved her life. This lady was being ganged up by a bunch of men. And so in that Zionist Bushelbeek kangaroo whorehouse that they call a church in Charlottesville, Virginia, those guys were drug in there by their neck, so to speak, in this gulag court and thrown into jail for and they're totally innocent. And that's who this lady is. She's the mother of Jacob Goodwin. How are you doing tonight, Miss Tamara?
Hey, I'm a proud mother. I think I'm echoing a little bit. I appreciate the kind words you said about my son. Yeah, my son saved Nellie. She's a mother of five. She and I just spoke a couple days ago. You know, she still cries every once in a while because she knows that my son is in there being wrongly accused. But through you guys and anybody who gave one penny to me to see my son, I'm kind of choked up because y'all gave me the best Christmas gift a mother could ever get. I was able to go with the help of you guys. I was able to go out with my husband and I to go up near Charlottesville to see my son. They moved him to a better prison. The prison was so freaking nice, guys. The people were so kind to us. But the gift y'all gave me, I was able to hug my son and kiss him on the cheek and just hold him in my arms. And I can't tell. We got 2 days with Jacob, 8 hours each day. 6 hours, I'm sorry, 6 hours each day. And I can't tell you what a great Christmas gift that was because I haven't touched my son in over 2 years, you know. And we got to talk to him. Y'all, he is strong in mind. Sometimes I was sitting there listening to him talk, and I looked at him and said, is this my son? This is my son. You know, that song, you talk about Christmas shows, but let me think about this. Did Mary really know when she got conceived with Jesus that he was going to walk on water, that he was going to heal the sick? Did she really, really know? I think she knew something, but I don't think she really could compromise or put in her mind really what was going to be. And, you know, the same way with my Jacob when he was born. You know, all mothers say, I hope my son becomes something great. But I did not know what a great man I was giving birth to that God gave me. You know, that how great my Jacob was to go up there. And, you know, he didn't go with any weapons like they say and all that. You know, it wasn't like giving to kill somebody or beat somebody up, but he had to take care of himself, you know. But he said, you know what, and y'all think about this. My son said, Mom, tell them, don't fight for them statues. It's not worth it. Because when I get out and I can, we're going to build bigger and better ones. Bigger and better ones that they won't be able to tear down. So, you know, let them have their glory. Let them have their moment. Because our moment is coming. That's the way I look at it. When he said that, I said, you know, that's great. Don't go to jail for this concrete. Don't go to jail for our history. Yes, it's our history. But it ain't worth going to jail for. But he said, Mama, just let them have their moment. Let them think they've won. They haven't won, he said, because we're going to build bigger and better. And tell me, you guys, ain't that better than fighting and going to jail like my son is? You know? Well, don't get me wrong. We're still fighting. We're fighting to get him out. The first appeal, you know, got turned down, so it's automatically a second appeal. And we haven't given up by no means as his dad and I give up. He can't be with us today because he's at another meeting somewhere, speaking on Jacob's behalf, too. And I couldn't go. I don't know if y'all know, but I shattered my shoulder. And it's been a painful ordeal. I'm too old. I don't bounce the way I used to. But Jacob said, Mama, just cry at therapy and keep going. Now, my son's in prison telling his mother that. I should be telling him, you know, keep your spirit up. It's going to get better. But Jacob has not given up. He is bodybuilding, getting his body better. He wants to come out with a stronger body, and he's reading books and educating himself. He's trying to finish his Russian. Then he wants to take German and then Spanish, I think is what he told me. So he wanted to get out. He said, Mama, I want my mind great and strong, and I want my body straight and grown. He said, I cannot fight what's right and what's been done to me if I'm not better in body and spirit. Y'all, I can't tell you. I just sit there and look at him like, where is this coming from? Where is my kid getting this from? You know? But if anybody's got any questions.
That's an amazing story.
Yes? Yeah.
That's an amazing story, Miss Tamara. Listen, you mentioned his appeal. Now, when is this the next appeal court date, whatever? When does it come up? And who lawyer? Do you have a lawyer who's going to represent you?
We've been blessed. We have been greatly blessed by a man in New York who Oh, my gosh, y'all. I can't tell you how he's helped us. He turned us on to another lawyer. My husband spoke with this lawyer, and we're checking into that, going that avenue also. You know, we check it. People may think, well, we just sit by and take your advice. No, we look at it. We take it in. But there's a lot of things I can't talk about. So I have to take your advice in consideration. You know, I don't just say, no, I'm not doing that. No, because you never know where an avenue may lead me. But his other pill was automatic. His lawyer's got to go up again. It should be coming up any time. And then we have to play that waiting game again to see what's going to happen.
Mr. Tamara, exactly? Tell us some of the details of this appeal. Now, is this appeal, does it go back to Charlottesville? It's in the city of Charlottesville before which judge, before which prosecutor, et cetera, et cetera. Do you, tell us some of the details about that. When will the appeal? Listen, hold that thought. We've got to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back. And I want you to be thinking about that question I asked you, plus I've got a few more. Hold on, people. Lord have mercy. These people are in jail for no reason. We'll be right back.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new. This child that you've delivered would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know?
People, what a beautiful, beautiful song. The one and only Sam Bushman on the job like he always is. He can stop on a dime and give you 5 cents change. He brought that music up, that song up, in response to what Miss Tamara said so emotionally and so righteously about her son. When she gave him birth, she had no idea he was going to be the giant of the man he is. You know, the story that Miss Tamara has regaled us with, I can't even imagine having the courage that her son has in prison like that, lifting weights and reading. I love being outside so much. I feel like I would smother if I could go outside and run every day to see the sunshine. Well, I'll tell you, in my opinion, I think that he's getting his strength from God Almighty. And the reason I say that is because God Almighty knows that Jacob Goodwin is an innocent. Not only is he an innocent man, he's being persecuted against you know, just the son, the spawn of Satan, along and Miss Tamara, now correct me if I'm wrong, was Jacob, he was just 20 years old when he was arrested, wasn't he?
21. He was 2017. It was right.
21.
He was arrested like a couple weeks right before his 22nd birthday. And it was in 2017 all that happened. You know, when it came around for the next year for Charlottesville, people were going to go back up and they were going to fight. And you know what my Jacob told me? And I was on a stormfront then telling people what Jacob said. Do not do it. Do not go. We need people on the outside. We don't need them locked up. And you know he's right. But this new jail that he's at, he told me he was glad we waited to go see him because, and of course, it's over a 12-hour trip. But he said, Mom, I didn't want you to see me in that other prison. That's how horrible it was. And he said, I was dreading you and Daddy coming. And I said, what? He said, because it makes me realize where I am at, you know, what I have to do. He said he has 4 years and 6 months still to go. And I said, no, baby, maybe not. He said, Mama, I have to get my mindset that this is what I have to do. And I've got to survive it. And I've got to be ready when I'm released. You know, he's already thinking about, Mama, I'm going to be thinking about getting a car and making a way and making a living for myself. I mean, goodness gracious. I said, Jacob, you got plenty of time to think about it, honey. You know, and you're going to have Mom and Daddy when you get out, you know. And I spoke to him today, and I said, I'm missing you. And he said, I'm missing you too, Mama, especially the holidays. And I said, well, you know what? I don't care if it's the middle of summer. We're going to have Christmas tree up, and we're going to have Easter and Mother's Day and your birthday. We're just going to do it all of it at one time that we've missed. But, y'all, I'm glad that I have a son as strong as that. My other son is strong, too. Don't get me wrong. My other son is very strong, and he talks to his brother as much as he can. But you can also, if anybody wants to, you just have to put it in. You can go in there and look. You can go in there. We haven't done it yet to sign up to have the video chat on our phone with Jacob. We'll be able to see him, and he'll be able to see us. And it's like it's $20 $10 for 55 minutes, I think. And for over an hour or something, it's like 20, 25. So it's worth it to me every time. But when we got to see him, there's certain things that, you know, we never get to talk about because we only have 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes to talk to him. But, you know, I didn't know. They put bulletproof vests on them every time they went to court. You know, when we went from his preliminary, it's like you see on TV. They had white people on top of the buildings with guns. My husband grabbed me by the arm, and they said, Miss Goodwin, we're going to have to rush you to a van. I said, what? They said, yeah, Miss Goodwin, your life could be in danger. I'm like, what? I knew they wanted to behead me and burn my house down. That was a given. I've been followed before. But, y'all, it was like you see on the movies. When he said go, my husband barely just picked me up almost off of my feet. They were dragging me, basically shoved us in a van, and off we went to our car. And wow. I was like, no, this is not my life. My husband never even smoked a joint before. You know, this ain't how we live. We don't have cops come to our house. We don't live like that. I don't have
Ms. Tamara
and tattoos. What?
who did they think, tell the audience, who were you in danger of being shot by?
Antifa, mostly, and Black Lives Matter. Now, they have become very violent. They think we're violent. We're nothing violent like them. Because, you know, I didn't know really nothing about this until my son really got, I got what they call red pilled. When my son got arrested, I got red pilled. And I'm looking around in a whole different light, in a whole different world. You know, I didn't live in that world. I was just a mother. I took care of my family. I done laundry. I chopped, well, my house is a wreck. Anybody comes here, you'll know it. But, you know, I just made sure my family was happy and fed, and I cooked for them, and I was just a mother. That's what I am. I'm nothing else but a mother. You know, of course, I'm a sister, you know, a daughter, an aunt, but mostly I'm just a mother. And that's what I told people when I first got started. Guys, why is this happening to us? I'm just a mother. He's just a dad. We're just hardworking people to make ends meet. You know, we don't party and hang out, and, you know, the cops don't have to come to our house. We don't do drugs. We don't do all that kind of stuff. And that's how I raised my kids. Sir?
Let me ask you another question. I know I had to cut you off, but
it's okay.
These are rhetorical questions. But have the police, they say they feel like you're in danger, and you probably are. You know, why have you ever asked him? Do you know if anybody in your party has ever asked him, why are these people that the law enforcement are fearful of these people shooting, becoming violent? Why are they still walking loose on the streets? Why are they not being arrested? They know who these people are. The video evidence is up there. When the riots broke loose, and you know that DeAndre Harris, one of the perpetrators that was up there, one of the blacks that was raising all the hell, who beat one of the older gentlemen in the head with a mag light, he's still running loose. They know where he is. They know where these people are. They know where hundreds of them are. Has anyone ever asked these clown police, why in the hell are they not in jail?
Oh, we've asked, but, you know, they said, you know, well, we think the judge even said we had video. Jacob's lawyer went blow by blow, so slow, every little movement, and it showed DeAndre Harris. He said he just came up in the middle of to see what his friends, I'm going to call them friends, was doing. And we have pictures of him throwing coke. And I did not know this till way after Jacob got arrested, that DeAndre Harris almost hit Jacob in the back of the head with a frozen coke as he was leaving to go down to the garage. Jacob didn't know it, and I didn't either, till somebody showed me the picture. I mean, DeAndre didn't know Jacob at the time. Jacob didn't know DeAndre Harris at the time. But when it all came out, we started watching videos. Somebody sent it to me, and I'm like, wow, didn't he get what he deserved then, right? But if y'all, I don't know if you've heard it, you can go on the net and look for DeAndre's last interview, how he says he was scared for his life, and somebody had even called his work, said, what time does he get off? Well, now, I had nothing to do
with it. Ms. Tamara, let me ask you this.
What?
I got another comment. Now, I and some of my brothers, we were there in that parking garage on that fateful day. And see, the only people in that garage, when we left our little compound, we were staying outside the city about a half hour, and we went into the compound, that garage that you're speaking of. We were there, and the only people in that garage, we were there, was about 400 or 500 like-minded whites. White rights organizations were all around the country. And everybody knew that. Everybody knew that was a parking garage for white people that were going to protest the destruction of the Lee Park. So my question is, and my question I would love to ask the judge, I would ask the police this if I was there with you. Why was he even in that garage? DeAndre Harris and those other troublemakers, those other BLM guys and communists, they were not even supposed to be in that garage. They went in there knowing that there was nobody there but white rights protesters. They were in there starting. I mean, that's so logical. I don't know why people have never brought that up. What the hell were they even doing there? But I just wanted to throw that question out there to you, Ms. Tamara. We're about to run out of time, but go ahead and continue. You can answer my question or just continue on. We run out of time, tell people how they can help you. We're about out of time. Ms. Tamara, tell people how they can help you. What, do you have a website or anything?
Go to www.yearofjubileewithone.com. Y'all watch that. Y'all watch it from the very beginning, and you can hear my son speak, but also write him letters. His new address is on there. we, of course, we can use funds because we're going to try to go every 4 months if we're able to. And it costs. It does cost. It's 40 minutes from the jail closest motel, cheapest motel. And it's a four months we're trying to go see him. So me and my husband have been selling things and trying to still raise money to go see him. And I can't thank you all for what the help you gave me. So
well, Ms. Tamara, if you're ever in touch with Rudy, we're having a hard time getting in touch with Rudy. Ask Rudy Davis to please contact me here at Blood River. That's the site you just mentioned. That site belongs to Year of Jubilee. That's Rudy Davis's website, as you well know. Ask him to please call me. We'll do everything we can to help you, Ms. Tamara. Well, you'll have to come back on and give us an update as soon as possible. Thank you so much for coming on, Ms. Tamara. It's been a very emotional hour. Well, people, if you will, please hang on, and we will be right back after this break. We're going to kind of transition to some other topics. We're going to bring Jacob Tyler is going to be coming on. Be right back, folks. Hang on to your seat. Get your cup of coffee.